What Men Want, which is this gender-reversed remake of What Women Want. You know, the one in which Mel Gibson could hear the thoughts and blah, blah, blah.
I remember that, yes.
Okay, fine. So this time, Taraji P. Henson is the one who acquires the magical abilities. She's a career woman. She's a sports agent, but she doesn't get the recognition she deserves because she's in a company which is male-dominated. She's got an assistant who basically runs her life and a collection of kind of off-the-peg girlfriends who think that she's too focused to understand men. Then she goes to a kind of hen party. A psychic gives her a special reading, gives her some tea, and then she gets banged on the head. And next thing, she can hear men's inner thoughts. Here's a clip.
I feel weird after last night.
Yeah, that's what happens when tequila meets desperation.
Okay, stop doing that.
Stop doing what?
Talking without moving your mouth and saying things you shouldn't be saying to your boss.
I swear on my life I would never say anything disrespectful or inappropriate to you, ever.
Which is more than I can say for you.
Right there. You just did it. You said more than I can say for you. I heard you say it.
But I didn't say it.
Holy crap. Can you hear my inner thoughts?
I can hear your inner thoughts.
You get the general tone from that. So the thing is, I mean,
sounds to be, kooky.
Yeah, it's kooky, crazy, and you know, and a little bit over-egged. So the thing is, I do think Taraji P. Henson is very good, and I think she deserves. She's got a high-profile vehicle of her own. You've seen before in things like in Hidden Figures, which I know you really, really liked. I don't think this does her talents many favors. The script is limp and formulaic. The direction is, you know, suggests that the film feels that the primary audience will be in a state of advanced refreshment at the beginning, and so won't need very much to get laughing. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. And I remember going to see Bad Mums and enjoying it. And Bad Mums, this ain't. As always, the thing that lets you know that it's nothing like as good as it should be is the bit at the end when you get the outtakes. And there's a series of outtakes from talking to the medium. And actually, the outtakes are funnier than what's in the film. And that is always a really bad sign. It's not... It's just kind of disappointing because you think what I really want this to be is a, you know, rip-roaring, in-your-face, funny, sassy comedy. And it just felt like, oh, okay, no, we're not getting that. We're getting a couple of giggles every now and then, but really not much more than that. It did feel very plodding and ponderous.
Disappointing, then.
Disappointing, yes.